Now for our preview of today's racing at Warwick Farm. 33 degrees on the way. Good three rail true with a Peno of 4.66. And online is Paul Joyce. Morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. As you mentioned, very hot day out there at Warwick Farm this afternoon. But on the positive, we do have that good track, as you mentioned, a good three in the rail in the true. So we should get fair racing, although some horses may struggle a little bit in these conditions.
I wonder what the confidence is like from Darren Flindow. How are you, Darren?
Oh, not too bad, Andrew. I wouldn't say I'm brimming with confidence because most of my selections today are pretty much in the market.
Okay, well, that shouldn't make you nervous. Be positive about being in the markets because Glenn Munsey, well, he'll always offer up something special, a little bit overs for us. Morning to you, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Pa. Morning, Darren. You've been listening to Ron Duffersey far too long, Darren. Don't start whinging about what getting the under the price and everything like that. And it may be a situation, Darren, that you're not the only one that's found them.
Yeah.
And the blokes we employ at tab.com.au in our fixed odds section don't look at Women's Day or, you know, TV Week when they do the
really?
Form. They actually look at the replays.
Well, what are you saying about Darren? What's going on there?
A lot of people come up with the same horses, Andrew, and sometimes they think they come up with them one out.
Well, I reckon this first race might offer up something, you know, with all of these unraced two-year-olds.
Oh, I love the two-year-olds, Andrew, getting to the races. And the first, you might say GSSSA Winner's Plate. Well, that's the Godolphin Stud and Stable Staff Awards.
Yep.
Winner's Plate. And congratulations to Mark Newman.
Yep.
Newnham, I should say, and all the others for their wins in those awards over the last few weeks and the biggie yesterday. So we'll have a look at this first race. It's a two-year-old Filly's Set Weights Maiden here over 1,000. I don't know when there are any Schnitzerlands here, but she holds the course record at Warwick Farm for the 1,000. Best of Pluck, Andrew, at $21, and good luck to the owners there, Mr. Raymond Hadley and Mr. John Singleton. $21 chance. Diva Ju, have we got a rider yet to replace Josh Parr?
Just chasing.
Okay, come on, Andrew, keep up with the speed. $61. Exteen.
Kathy O'Hara
to ride Diva Ju in the first. Exteen is a $4.20 favourite. Now, he's got, I should say, she's got earmuffs on today. Fun for me at 18. Hazelbrook at 31. Lewinsky out. Liberal Lady, 100s. Mantilla at 18. Midnight Roses out. Musha Kisa at $8. Palomino is at $4.40. Quick Feet at $7.50. Serena's Pride, now it's listed as a gear change blinkers on, but to me it trialled in blinkers at Warwick Farm. It's at $4.60. And Too Fast for Love is a $16 chance. Best supported runner here is Exteen. Actually went up an $8 chance with a full field yesterday. They took $8, they took $6.50, they took $5.50 as well into $4.20. Best back to beat at dollar-wise is Palomino. And then Fun for Me. There was one bit of Fun for Me, $1,000 at $21.500 the place. But money for Hazelbrook, money for also for Quick Feet, Serena's Pride, Too Fast for Love. Really, really good betting races you get in the two-year-olds.
Yeah, it looks a competitive race speed-wise too here, Glenn. Serena's Pride, you'd think it'd zip across the lead, but she's going to do a bit of work. Palomino's drawn inside her. She showed good pace, as did Hazelbrook, and also the showed pace of the trolls, Musha Kisa. So could really rip along here over the 1,000, Darren.
Yeah, well, I'm not at all surprised to see that there's been good money for the I Am Invincible filly, Exteen. I have to say I really liked her trial at Randwick. We're ridden by Blake Shin. She showed a lot of natural speed there. She travelled very strong, and that looked to be very nice work. It looks as though Kurt Goldman got himself a very nice horse to yet again here, Exteen. It's a shame the $8 is gone, but I thought this is a very good chance in the first. Ty England's going to ride it. I know Ty rode one of Terry Connors in the lead-up Hazelbrook, but he goes for Exteen here. But that one down the bottom, Serena's Pride, who trialled at Warwick Farm, I thought her trial was very impressive as well. She was hard-ridden in the first 100 metres or so to lead, but it was a very dominant win after that. And I dare say that Tim Clark will be instructed to put her right up on the speed. I thought they were the two main chances here, 3 and 13 of the unraced. And then Musha Kisa and Palomino. Palomino beat the former in a barrier trial, but I thought Musha Kisa might be able to finish in front of it here on race day. But I'm pretty keen on 3 and 13 here, and then I've put 10 and 11 in the next bracket.
All right, I've gone 11, 13, 3 and 12. I'm with Palomino here on top. I like the way she trialled. She did everything right. She showed natural pace. The time was good. They ran 53.4 for the 900 at Rose Hill, which is very slick. And she seemed to have a bit up the sleeve on the line. She trialled against Musha Kisser, who she tackled today. So I'll go with her on top to beat the 13, Serena's Pride. Darren's covered her. She did everything right in her trial. Number three, X-Dean. The only query I've got with her, Darren, she has come out a bit awkwardly at her two most recent trials. She looks terrific once she gets going, but whether or not the 1,000 metres around here might just be a bit too short for her. That's the only query I've got with her. But going forward, she's the filly I'd like to have in my stable. And number 12, Quick Feet, $540,000 purchase by Northern Meteor. I think she's done enough in the trials to suggest she could come out and run a big race. So I'll go 11, 13, 3 and 12. Terrific race to start the card.
Race number two, another maiden here, Glenn, this time over the 1,400.
Yeah, back to the first, the deductions there. Lewinsky, 3 cents to win and 4 cents the place. Midnight Rose, 3 cents to win and 4 cents the place. But the second, it's the Tab, More Than Just Winning. And good to see them sponsoring again, because it is just more than just winning. A Tab right throughout the season. But So Willie here, the toppie is out, 13 cents to win and nothing the place. Stampede, being tipped by Andrew Bensley, getting on egg flipping now in the Big Sports Breakfast, $3.20. High Justice with a lugging bit on, across noseband off and a standard bit off at $6.50. Hogmanay is at $2.80 in favourite. Rodrigo at $14. Juvet at $5.50. Hail the Chief is out, 13 cents a win and nothing the place. Kraptor at 21. Malibu Rain at 12 with a nose roll on today. And Zuconig is out, 4 cents a win and nothing the place. Good battle here developing between Stampede and Hogmanay, as the only two they're interested in here the second.
It doesn't look too much pace on paper now. Stampede probably works across and finds the front. Malibu Rain comes across with him. The only other one I've got kicking forward is probably Kraptor, who's also drawn out a bit. The rest of them tend to settle off speed, Darren.
Yeah, I just couldn't see any pressure at all here to Stampede. It was able to lead fairly comfortably at Canterbury. And although it was run down by Gigolo, that horse had been knocking on the door for some time. And now that Hail the Chief's not in the race, I just can't see any pressure at all. And this High Chaparral stepping up from 1,200 to 1,400 metres looks suitable. I just think it gets a very soft lead. I think in time, Hogmanay will probably prove to be the best horse in this race, but it was race first up over 1,400 metres, and it really seemed to need every bit of that trip as well on debut there at Randwick. It was really closing off well late, and I dare say a mile will probably be the minimum of what Hogmanay wants, but in the reduced field of just seven starters here, I thought it'd be good enough to run second. Thought High Justice worked home with a lot of purpose there at Gosford and would have to be considered a place chance. And Duvet, the way it worked home at Kembla Grange, it was the only other horse I could seriously entertain. So I've got two on top clearly now from 4, 3 and 6.
Yeah, I've gone 6, 2, 5 and 3. I've gone with the 6 Duvet on top. I just like the price, $5.50. Now, he just maps perfectly here. You've got those two or three runners I've got going forward from the wide gates, and that leaves Duvet probably third or fourth with the gun run. As Darren said, finished off very strongly over 1,300 at Kembla last start, going down in a very close photo. I think he can break through here and win his maiden. The two Stampede, he will get any on-pace favours, and he can make the most of that after a very solid debut. The five, Rodrigo, he's my roughie. Closed off gamely on debut up on the Beaumont track at Newcastle. Did a few things wrong there too. He was back and wide. I think he could be the big improver at odds. And the three, High Justice, as Darren said, did very well on debut up there at Gosford. So I've gone 6, 2, 5 and 3. Definitely having something on the 6 Duvet.
Okay. Race 3, the maiden handicap here over the 1,400. Crystal Flute was it emergency or was it last week, Glenn?
No, it was in the field about the third race at Rose Hill, but drew barrier 9 of 9.
Right, and today comes up with double marble too.
Yeah, that was a benchmark 72 for three-year-olds. This is a three-year-old filly's maiden. And Darren, if Duvet happens to loom up in the second race there, I'd love to hear you say Juve's got them covered. In the third here, the Pro Ride Handicap, the three-year-old filly's maiden, Crystal Flute is a $2.10 favourite in this race here. Then we move along to Chandana, who is at $5, and the boys have just given Crystal Flute a twist in, is now a $2 chance. Dizzy Diva, with the earmuffs on today, is at $16. Rakitno, with the tongue tie on, running in this race not later, is at $14. Soundworks at $3.80. Lorray at $41. Rupavari at $18. Toughest Teak out, 6 cents a win, nothing the place. Nightlife out, 2 cents a win, nothing the place. The Sweetheart with blinkers on today and Thomas Huey on today at $51. Carmen Serene out no deduction. Delota out no deduction. Lady Fleetfoot at $71. And Cathay Bell out no deduction. Well supported here, Crystal Flute, in a full fare that went up 2.30. It actually went up 2.10 this morning in first markets. But good support for Chandana, who went up $8 yesterday in a full field, but it's already $5.50 into $5 today. No other runner with any interest whatsoever.
Yeah, hard to find too much pressure here. The Sweetheart with the blinkers going on, as Glenn mentioned, you'd expect her to go forward. She perhaps leads Chandana. Now, the other ones there, Soundworks probably settles a bit closer from barrier one than she has been, and Rakitno, another one that could settle handy. But Crystal Flute's probably the one everyone wants to know where she'll go, Darren, and look, you'd assume she probably goes back, but not as far as she has been.
Well, I think it's a big worry if you're going to take even money about Crystal Flute today. I mean, you look at this field and she clearly looks the most talented. Her run last time at Warwick Farm was outstanding, but as luck would have it, she drew the outside that day and they snagged the back. She showed no speed at the first start at Canterbury. So I don't really think that they could press forward on Crystal Flute. I just don't think this is the day to be making short odds about her. I'd certainly be following her down the line. But for the purposes of this race, I keep looking at Soundworks drawn barrier one, and I think Clark will just want to try and use that gate just to try and hold somewhat of a forward position. And whilst the run was nothing flash last time at Warwick Farm, I really believe the extra distance is going to suit, and Soundworks can sit more prominently off that inside draw. But what I've seen of these, I'd expect that Chandana will make the running. And with James McDonald riding her today, I expect Chandana to be the leader and give you a good sight. Crystal Flute will be clearly doing her best work at the finish. And of the others, Rakitno, I think, did enough on debut at Canterbury that it might be able to run a better race here today. But pretty keen on Soundworks there, just simply to get the right run today. 5 from 2, 1 and 4.
Yeah, I'm with you, Darren. I went 5, 1, 2, 4. I think she'll appreciate the step from 12 to 1,400. As you said, she could settle a bit closer off barrier one. She should get all the favours. And she did close off with Crystal Flute in that last start at Warwick Farm. They hit the line lock together. And she does get a positive weight turnaround on Crystal Flute, as well as getting the huge advantage of that barrier draw. So I think she's the value runner at 380. Crystal Flute, number one, I've got a huge respect for her. I probably would have backed her on Saturday if she'd gone around. So she's good enough to win a maiden. There's no doubt about that. But just needs a few things to fall her way today. Number two, Chandana. Number four, Rakitno, the best of the rest. But I've got it down to these top two, 5, 1, 2 and 4.
Back in a moment to look at the last four races. It's 11 to 10.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
Right, let's jump straight into race four here. Glenn, a benchmark 67 over the 1250.
Yeah, and it's the Tab Rewards handicap here. We had Tab Rewards success last week at Canterbury with Amarada there for Joey Pride. A lot of very, very pleased Tab Rewards customers that shared in the ownership of Amarada for the day there. And Joey said yesterday, potentially heading towards the Gold Coast on Magic Means Day. Yep. For a $1 million race up there. But get your Tab Rewards card. Now, this is a strange distance at Warwick Farm, a 1,250-metre race. So it... We've got Labdian here with a tongue tie on at $7. Tap This at $3.60. Then we've got Wawa, or what are we going to go with this? Darren, what did you go with this one?
Wangwa.
Wangwa, okay. You're the linguist in
well,
the
he's got to call it. We'll go with him.
Yeah, $4.60 anyway. She's a Bop Girl at $9. Rakitno is out. It's running in the previous race, no deduction. Turbo Miss at $21. Bold Beginning at $3.20 and favourite. Echo Queen with a cross noseband off at $13. And Ramla Bay is a $26 chance. Not over vigorous the betting here, but the best supported runner is the Chris Waller trained Bold Beginning. Went up 380 with Rakitno in the race as a 30-1 chance, but 380 in here. Best supported to beat it is Wangwa.
Inside three barriers, look for speed. Turbo Miss from the one, Echo Queen from the two, and Bold Beginning from barrier three. They pretty much should settle in that order as well, Darren, without much pressure. So maybe a slight edge to the on-pacency.
I had to say, I thought the Snowden's filly here tapped this would be extremely hard to beat. Hasn't raced since September when fifth behind Metallic Crown. And when you go back and analyse that race, there's a couple of pretty decent horses in there. Tatoosh had been running well all season. Kimberly Star was among the beaten division. And Metallic Crown just kept kicking and tapped this that day. wasn't really getting clear running to be given a full shot at them. She's gone around in a trial recently at Rose Hill. In fact, she's had two of them, but looked as though she was being asked to do absolutely nothing there by Jason Collett. And I think she's just been saved for a first-up cracky today, Tap This. The only horse I'm concerned about, and very concerned, is the other filly, Bold Beginning. She wasn't getting much room herself back in June at Warwick Farm, but they took her out there and trialled her on the 9th of November, and it looked to be very good work by Bold Beginning. I really thought these two would fight the race out, Tap This and Bold Beginning. And of the rest, she's a bop girl, closed off very strongly to win at Gosford last time. It must go in trifectas. And Wang Hua, he had a nice turn of foot to win up there at Gosford as well over the 1,100 metres. But I thought 2 and 7 were just different class to the others and went 2, 7, then 4 and 3.
Yeah, same numbers, different order, Darren. 7, 3, 2, 4, number 7, a Bold Beginning for me. I just think she's got the tactical speed over Tap This. Her last trial, she was on pace from the word go. She cruised through the line, as Darren said. It was a super trial. She should have won at her only run last prep. That was at Warwick Farm. She was certainly beaten that day when she went back from a wide gate, got held up. James McDonald on today, right barrier, right run. I think she's a good thing. Number 3, Wang Hua. She was impressive at Gosford. Hasn't been seen for 48 days since, but she's obviously got ability. The 2, Tap This, would love to be on her going forward into longer races. Just think from that wide gate today, they might be a bit sharp for her. And the 4, she's a bop girl. Probably needed more speed on up front to really see the best of her, but she's also got something going forward into longer races. 7 on top should be the right race for her today. 7, 3, 2, 4.
Keen there on the 7 is Paul Joyce. Race 5 here. It's over the 1,400.
And an interesting race here. It's not an apprentices only race, but every runner will be ridden by an apprentice in the All Too Hard at Vinery here, the 3-year-olds and upwards for fillies and mares benchmark 67. Where Passion Flower, now it was scratched on Saturday, I think you'll find, it's a $10 chance. La Muse at $4.80. Miss Antaeus with blinkers and a tongue tie on today, also at $4.80, makes it equal favourite with La Muse. My Fair Lady at 8, Circular at 9, Katinka at 18, Sworn to My Lover at 7, Francais at 12, Padrill at $5.50, and I'm a Special Keeper is 100-1 chance. Hasn't been overly vigorous, the betting here, but the best supported runner dollar-wise is Padrill in front of My Fair Lady, and usually the best system in these races, boys, is to back who you think is the best apprentice.
Yeah, it's always hard to map too, Glenn, because the apprentices can surprise you a bit with what they do. But I've got Passion Flower, Sworn to My Lover, probably working across 1-2. Miss Antaeus with the blinkers first time could also press on. Other horses that may kick up, Fronte and Padrill, Darren, but never quite 100% accurate with these, mate.
Well, I'm going to take the punt here, being an apprentice race, that the pace is going to be genuine with the horses that you mentioned are going forward. And it was just looking for something to sit midfield and come off the pace. And I think Circular fits the bill there quite well. Its win at Kembla Grange was very solid, giving them a big start. It drew the 10 that day. It's drawn the 3 here. And at least for the weight, Circular's quite well in. It's got a kilo less to carry for that Kembla success last time out. So I thought she was the one that could benefit by the speed and perhaps ping over the top there at the end. Putting in number 2, Lemuse, for second. Like its run at Randwick last time, went fourth behind Twa Schwar. I think this is a slightly easier task, considering she was 3 wide the trip. And then I'm sort of hedging bets here. I'm playing the 2 back markers, 5 on top of 2, then putting Passion Flower and the Sworn to My Lover in case they don't go quite as hard as I think they will. So sort of covering up a bit here, Paul, with 5 over 2, but if they don't go hard, 1 and 7.
Yeah, look, it's not a race I'll get too involved in, but I've gone 4, 2, 7 and 5. Number 4, My Fair Lady, she probably doesn't map as well as I'd like here, but I can't believe she hasn't got a better record than she does. She's been very unlucky in a few races and strong form races. She ran second to Miss Denny early in her career. She was nosed out by She's a Lady on debut. And then last start at Kembla, she just got in all sorts of trouble turning for home and rocketed home late. But she'll produce the goods one day and blow everyone out, so hopefully it's today. Number 2, Lemuse, she's done nothing wrong to date. The 7, Sworn to My Lover, she'll get any of those on-pace favours we've mentioned. And the 5, Circular, I've got her in for 4th. Just not convinced that this slowly run 1,400 will suit, but if they go quickly, as Darren said, she comes right into calculation. 4, 2, 7 and 5 in a tricky race.
Righto, to race six. This is the staying race of the day. Glenn over the 2,200.
Yeah, the Cafe Culture in situ here, where we start with Fly Till Dawn as a $10 chance. Felix Bay also at $10. Zabillions at $3.90. And we go to Bradley at $3.60 and favourite. Caton at 26. Santelmo at $4.60. Springbok Flyer at 13. Roaming Around at $81. Brewerdar, the old boy there, at $26. Centre of Attention at 11. And the Brock is a $126 chance. Our quietest betting race of the day here. Couldn't really give you a lead for any runner.
Yeah, usually tactical affairs, these 2,200s. They rarely stay in position throughout. But early settling, I'd say Brewerdar probably lead Felix Bay. Roaming Around will go forward off that wide gate, and Brave Lee will be punching through to keep them honest. So they should roll along okay in the early stages, Darren, and from about the 800, anything can happen.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that it's a quiet betting race. I didn't really want to be with the favourites of the Bradley. Had every hope last time. I can't see a lot of speed, and I think that's not going to make it an easy task for the Billions. With a genuine pace on, I would clearly have the three on top. But I thought Felix Bay's last run at Canterbury wasn't too bad. Considering he was in a situation, there was a bit of a shuffle up mid-race. He was forced to sit three wide the trip, and he ran a third and about a six-way go there. But he's won twice at the trip with the 3 kilos off his back. I could just see Felix Bay from Barrier 2 in the top four horses coming around the home turn, and he might be the best position to the chances, Felix Bay. So this is about the only one I found at decent odds on the card today. Felix Bay each way to beat Bradley, who's going to be in the right position and probably look the winner at some stage, and Zabillion's running on. And Santelmo, now that he's finally broken through, I think he's got place claims as well. But two each way from 4, 3, and 6.
Yeah, once again, Darren, we boxed the first four. I've gone 3, 4, 6, 2. I've gone with Zabillions. I just think he's got that upside to him. He's lightly raced Zabill, entire 8 starts now for 2 wins and 3 placings. He's coming off that easy last start win at Kembler over 2,000. He's got the upside for me, and the 2,200 will really suit him. I've got him on top of number 4, Bradley. Just want to see him break through and win one now. He's gone runner-up his past two after taking a long time to find any sort of form. He's got the gun jockey James McDonald on from the right draw. So he gets every opportunity today, but he has been posted favourite with tab.com.au. Number 6, Santelmo, broke through last start, could go on. And the 2, Felix Bay, I've also thrown him in as a value runner. 3, 4, 6, and 2.
All right, just going 10 o'clock, so let's have a look at the last here. Glenn, over the 1,000. Good. Rule the River's the one I want to hear.
Keep your powder dry there, Andrew. Yes, the tab.com.au handicap, last leg of the quaddy here, over 1,000. Floral Insight at $26. Cosmic Cameo at 17. Highly Geared's at 8. Karakuchi for Matty Dale at $8. Shadow Lord with the blinkers off again today at $16. Magic Jewel at 18. Don't Tease Me at 14. Quell is at 21. The second of Bensley's Bankers, Rule the River, is a $2.30 chance for Anthony Cummings, and he'll be our special guest on Tab Talk coming up after 10 o'clock. LA Cheval's at $10. Run Cannon Run at 26, Oils at 21, and Bonnie Tess is a $61 chance. One of the most confidently supported runners all day here is Rule the River, another horse scratch from Rose Hill on Saturday. Be saved for this race here, $4.20 into $2.30, but today alone, $2.60 into $2.30.
Yeah, look, she's probably going to take advantage here of what looks an extremely fast tempo with pressure coming from everywhere. LA Cheval drawn wide. Most expect her to find the front, but she's going to have to do a stack of work with horses like Quell, drawn inside her, and also closer to the inside, the likes of Cosmic Cameo, Magic Jewel, Don't Tease Me. Wherever you look here, Darren, Run Cannon Run's drawn the one. There's just pace everywhere.
I remember the last time Run Cannon, that horse went around at Warwick Farm. They went at breakneck speed, and Mr. Manhattan came over the top of them. Yes, apprentices and all the likely leaders. This just looks absolutely tailor-made for this favourite, Rule the River. She had enough pace that she could sit 2.5 lengths off the leader Festivity when resuming at Canterbury. Everybody suggested that she was going to need the run that day, so she's come on since then. She gets a bit of a weight relief with Regan Bayliss's claim. Festivity was so impressive winning at Rose Hill the other day. I think 2.30 is a reasonable enough price about this. So Rule the River, it'll be a long wait, but this is the star bet of the day. Highly Geared was well rated when it won last time, and James McDonald sticks with it, so it's a good chance of claiming the Quinella. think Cosmic Cameo's been in better class races, resuming, has the benefit of a trial can place. And a number four, Karakuchi, I think the distance is very much on the sharp side, but it will benefit by the very strong tempo. But, Paul, I thought you looked an absolute standout here, Rule the River.
Yeah, look, I've got a second pick. I just don't want to dive in at that price, but look, she does map to get the gun run here. I've gone 3, 9, 10, 12. I went with Highly Geared, your second pick, and actually put her on top as an each-way bet because we're getting $8 about her. And I think the good thing with Highly Geared, she doesn't have to lead, and with all this pace and pressure going on, I think James McDonald has let a few go in front of him, take a sit, and she'll be the one ready to pounce if Rule the River strikes any traffic trying to get through the pack. So I'll go with Highly Geared each way at the $8 ahead of Rule the River, number 9. Number 10, LA Chevelle. She's a speedy thing. She's got great stats, and she's coming off a very slick trial win. She's going to be hard to catch, but she's also going to have to do a bit of work. And number 12 is my Ruffy Oil. Same sort of thinking as you, Darren, when looking for a Ruffy here. This is the horse that will get out the back, have a bit of a bludge, and just charge through the pack late if they happen to really overcook it. So I've gone 3, 9, 10, and 12 in the last. I'll back Highly Geared each way.
All right, sounds like, Darren, you're waiting patiently for the last.
Yeah, I just thought she was the good thing of the day. Rule the River in the last, and my value bet will be Felix Bay in race number 6.
Okay, Felix Bay. Voice,
none of you have got Run Cannon Run anywhere?
In the last?
No, I've got it leading to the turn, Mun, and that's probably about it.
Well, we've just got $676 by 1,082 out of it from 26 into 18.
Okay.
So somebody likes it.
Well,
I'm not even sure if it definitely will be the leader at the halfway mark because there will be attackers.
That's true. Mm. LA Chevelle will be right there too. So.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, watch for that through the day. All right. So race 7, number 9, and the value is Felix Bay for Darren, race 6, number 2. Thanks, mate. We'll hear from you about 12:45 to set the scene out there.
Yep, will do. Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, Darren. Darren Flindell, what about you, Paul?
Yeah, only the one today, Andrew. Race 4, number 7, Bold Beginning. I just think she maps perfectly today. She's coming off the right sort of trial, and she's got the tactical pace over her main rival. So at the $3.20, I actually think that's a bit of value that Munz is offering this morning, so I'll jump in and take that now.
Race 4, number 7. The first at Warwick Farm at 1:45. Have a good day, Paul.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Paul Joyce with Darren Flindell, our preview for Warwick Farm. A break on Sky Sports Radio. Glenn will be with Sean Cosgrove, Anthony Cummings, and NBL on Tab Talk.